I am going to continue the theme that we've already had for the children. The theme of this whole summer, think and thank. I have wondered about the order, think and thank, or whether it should be thank and think. There is a difference, and it was brought home to me when I was first married. When my wife prepared an excellent meal and I had eaten it, I sat back and said, I feel better. She said, can't you be more discriminating? Just exactly what was it that delighted you? Was it the succulence of the steak? Was it the pastel color of the lime gelatine dessert? Was it the color of the marigolds with paper napkins to match? It's not a compliment unless you can be discriminating. You must think before you plan. Yes, I think that's true, and I learned somewhat in the course of time. But there are occasions, I think, when one may well thank, and think afterwards. Years ago, I think it was during a time or just at the conclusion of the Second World War, Pierre Passon wrote a book called The Days of Our Years, in which he chronicled all the disasters and the distress in so many quarters of the world. And he ended by saying, no matter what happens, I'm going to enjoy the sunshine. And that one can do without reflection. Just like a dragonfly basking on the leaf of a water lily. Surely it does not require any reflection to exult in the purging heat of the sauna and the bracing dip of the pool, to rejoice in the wholesome tiredness of a hike or the exhilaration of a dance. One does not need to reflect when one looks up upon snow-creased crags and billowing clouds on an azure field. Even in her darker and more fearful moments, nature is also majestic. Jonathan Edwards said that as a lad, he had always been terrified by thunder, until after his experience of religious illumination, he rejoiced to go out into his father's field in a thunderstorm to watch the lightning and to hear the thunderous reverberations of the voice of God. And in all this it became my custom, said he, to say. One does not need to think in order to thank. If one goes out in a canoe early in the morning on a placid lake, when all is so still that one can hear the water dripping from the paddle, and when one skirts along the bank of a precipitous cliff, where the laurels and the ferns are draping themselves over rugged rocks and the reflections flicker in the ripples. Surely then there is a spontaneous and an unreflective joy. One does not need to think in order to share by projection in the sheer delight in natural things of the animal world. To look at the seagull swooping down to the level of the water and then disappearing in a cloud. And I have loved in our Connecticut waters to watch the otter ducks. When the weather is cold, they come down that far. Ducks that look as if they were in dress suits with white breasts and black backs. In little squadrons, they make their maneuvers in the eddies of the ocean and seem to be enjoying it so, and to watch them is a sheer delight. We need not sit back and reflect, but surely we can glory in the wonders of the good earth, of the spacious firmament on high, without trying to calculate how many light years the stars may be distant.
Let us then rejoice with Adelaide Proctor in the hymn which is in our book, number 447. My God, I thank thee who has made the earth so bright,
so full of splendor and of joy, beauty and light. So many glorious things are here, noble and right. I thank thee, Lord, that thou hast made joy to abound. So many gentle thoughts and deeds circling us round, that in the darkest spot of earth some love is found. I thank thee, too, that all our joy is set for pain, that shadows fall on brightest hours and thorns remain, so that earth's bliss may be our guide and not our chain. I thank thee, Lord, that here our souls, the land we bless, can never find, although they seek a perfect rest, nor ever shall, until they lean on Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy wondrous bounty, and especially for those gifts which you showered like thy Son and thy rain upon the just and upon the unjust, upon all mankind, a universal blessing. Fill our hearts with unfeigned gratitude, that in joy we may serve thee and magnify thy holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.